下一個前提是荃灣分區委員會區域範圍罪案簡報，2008年4月至5月，荃灣區民34號，請荃灣指揮官加文禮總警司報告一個這個文件。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You should have in front of you two reports. One is the normal District Council report, and the second one is a letter I've sent out concerning the first 6 months of the year. I want to say a few words about the first 6 months of the year for crimes in Chuen Wan District. If you remember, I briefed you all on the 29th of February about the policing plan for Chuen Wan District. The main theme at that time was to maintain Chuen Wan as a safe place. Emphasis was on uniform patrols, supported by plainclothes operations targeting crimes in Chuen Wan District. I stressed on four main crimes, which I considered to be the most important for the citizens in Chuen Wan. These were namely burglaries in houses, street robberies, street violence, and all sexual crimes. Other targets were a reduction in drug abuse, especially amongst the youth, tackling organized gambling and traffic offenses which cause danger to the public. So now is the time to review our progress for the first 6 months of that year. I'm happy to say that overall the crimes have dropped by almost 10%. As you can see from the paper, it's 9.4% across all crimes in the district. In particular, in the serious crimes of robberies, burglaries, and violent crimes have all dropped. We have targeted youth-related drug offences and made a number of arrests. And although arrests are up over the previous year, Chuen Wan District itself still remains one of the lowest districts in Hong Kong for youths involved in drugs, and overall youth crimes in the districts are very low. The first 6 months have also been busy in other aspects of policing. A number of major operations in the district were successfully policed, such as the Chinese New Year Flower Fair, Qingming Festival, the Olympic Long Run in April, and also during the heavy rains in June, police officers stepped up patrols in all the village areas to help any of the villagers who may have had problems during the heavy rains. For the coming few months, we will continue to build on these successes, continue to make efforts to reduce overall crime, as well as target specific crimes. As we well know, the Olympics start on the 8th of August, and I can assure you all that we have sufficient resources to police the district, even though we have sent some resources to police also the Olympic areas in Sha Tin and Fan Ling. Overall, I consider the reduction in overall crime is a combination of good hard work by the police officers in your district, but also, more importantly, a very good support from the community in Chuen Wan District. We get a lot of support from all of you, and also a lot of support from the District Fight Crime Committee. And also at street level, many members of the community in Chuen Wan do assist the police by reporting crimes, acting as witnesses, and even in some cases, actually assisting in making arrests. I consider this is one of the strengths of Chuen Wan District, that we have a great deal of support from the community here. And I think working together, we will be able to continue to reduce crime and make Chuen Wan a safer place. I'm very happy now to take any questions about the first 6 months of the year, or about the April-May report as it stands in front of you, or any other questions you may have about policing in Chuen Wan District. Thank you.
好，好多謝總警司嘅報告。咁啊，請問各位就文件有冇提出問題？正話警司已經詳細啊，講關於荃灣嘅治安問題嘅。崔成火，
就今日警司嘅報告咧，就非常之好嘅。即係呢個係值得表揚嘅，我都感覺 即係次次咧都係報告咧都係大家都有啲嘢質疑下咁。咁今次真係非常之好啊！我都睇到同埋感覺到呢兩個月嚟咧喺荃灣行啊，或者各方面咧就個安全感啊都好好嘅嚇，都開心。亦都頭先啊，警司講我哋嘅強項就係即係市民同警方嘅合作嚇。咁就呢度就係值得一讚嘅。只係睇到一部分啊，性罪行強姦嗰度咧就多少少，咁啊當中有三宗強姦案啊，咁嗰度可能呢條色情方面多咗少少嘅啫，我今日希望留意一下啦，咁都冇咩講啦，多謝。
OK， 仲有冇其他議員提問題？我只係得總警司罪成可以特別重視呢個色情案件啊。
Well, obviously, they're very serious crimes, and I said that's one of my four targets, but perhaps on the better news side is that the three rape cases were all known to each other. So it's not as if they were, as you see in the newspapers sometimes, street rape type crimes. These were crimes internally, either through domestic violence rape cases or girlfriend-boyfriend type rape complaints. So it's although they are rapes, and of course they are very serious,they're not quite as serious as being attacked on the street and raped, as you may see in newspapers.
Very simple. So, have you
followed up?
No. Okay.